Hello, and welcome to Outfilled Flower Rule's very first mailbag audio response. I'm Brent Blackwell. This idea was a brainchild of Chris Jervis, and he thought that it'd be cool to do MP3 versions of mailbag answers. So everyone else will be writing words. I'll be saying words. First question is from Jill Bryant, longtime Outfilled Flower Rule Facebook group participant. She asks, should the Braves pursue Yoenis Cespedes in the free agent market? A couple things you have to look at. There's really just three things. One is how much is the cost? The second is where would he fit? And third is, does it make sense with the plan that's in place to sign him right now? First, the cost should be the easiest thing to kind of look at. MLB Trade Rumors, who's normally pretty good at this sort of thing, estimated a six-year, $140 million deal for him. I do think that's come down a little bit. It's New Year's. The market really hasn't been hot for Cespedes so far, but I don't think it's going to come down a lot. I think he's going to get over $100 million for at least 5 years. I think he's getting a pretty good contract, unless he just opts for something shorter so that he can try to increase it for his next payday. It's a big commitment, and it's a big cost. He's 30 years old this upcoming season, so you're getting 3 years that you can rely on as really good, age 30, 31, and 32. That's the normal end of the prime seasons for a player's career. That being said, Cespedes should age pretty well. He's very athletic. I don't know how much wear and tear there is on him, but I get the feeling he's going to age well. I think he'll still be pretty solid when he's 35. I could be wrong. There are always random players, Dan Ugla. I think he'll be pretty good. That's the first thing. The second thing is, where does he fit? He fits on this roster in left field. You've always heard that Cespedes could play some center, and I know teams have thrown him in center, but he's not very good there. You shouldn't put him there. Especially a team with Ender and Ciarte should not put Yoenis Cespedes anywhere near center field unless it's to the center fielder's right in left field. Left field is where he belongs. It's where he's not bad in left field. He's bad in center field, but he's not bad in left. He's a big power bat, the best power bat the team's had since Justin Upton, probably better than Justin Upton. So he'd be a big middle-of-the-order threat. He'd make the team better. Baseball Prospectus last year had him at over 6 WAR, which is really good, and they've had him over 4 in 3 of the last 4 years. So this is a player who's playing like a $25 million player, a $30 million player every year, or in most years. But there's a little, I don't know, I think there's some teams are a little skeptical of his ability to keep that up into his 30s for whatever reason. And I think he definitely makes us better. I guess you'd move Hector Olivera back to third, which we really haven't seen enough of Olivera to have a good handle on where he's going to fit best. I thought last year he did fine at third. I didn't think he was great, but I didn't think he was bad. He's not Ryan Braun at third base, if you remember that horrible atrocity. I guess it'd be fine to move him back to third and have an outfield of Cespedes, Inciarte, and Markakis. I think it makes the team better in the short run, and that's so there is a fit there. The third question is really the bugaboo here, and that's, does he fit into the plan, the long-term plan? I think the Braves are not going to contend in 2016 without Cespedes or with Cespedes. I think he turns us from a 75-win team into an 80-win team. I don't think the team is probably going to compete in 2017. I think 2018 is the year that you'd be going for, and you're committing 3 years to the guy just to have him for his age 32 season in 2018. And I'm not sure that's the best thing to do when you're talking about this much money. I think there's a chance he could be part of the next Braves playoff team, but I don't think it's likely. So when there's that much money, I think it needs to be likely. And with that in mind, I think the answer to Jill's question is the Braves probably shouldn't pursue Cespedes. But it's not the end of the world if they did. Thanks for the question, Jill.